Welcome to the Successful Mind Podcast, where you can expect cutting-edge information and strategies relating to success mindset, leadership, wealth creation, and relationships, all based in universal law and David Nagel's own experience as he rose from minimum wage forklift driver to multi-million dollar business owner. So, let's go.
Hey everyone, this is David Nagel. I'd like to welcome you to the Successful Mind Podcast. Today we are going to talk about grabbing the branches of life, and I am always asked everywhere I go by people how my accident when I got sucked through the dam and I had a near-death experience, how that affected my life. And you know, I could probably talk about it for a day or more because it's affected my life in so many ways. But I want to teach a lesson today that I think is that's very important, that will allow you perhaps to bring a greater awareness to opportunity in your life and help you get out of any ruts that you may have, places that you might get stuck, or perhaps not being able to see what the next steps are for yourself. So let me begin with this. In June of 1989, my son Joseph was born, and it was kind of rough for a couple of months after he was born. He was a very colicky baby. For those of you that have experienced that, you know what that's like, which meant that I did not get a whole lot of sleep, and I was pretty exhausted come September. So being that I was working basically two jobs at the time, I needed a little bit of time off, and my mom invited me to go with her husband and my aunt and uncle and my wife on this boat on the Illinois River and go water skiing for the day. So we had somebody watch the children, and we went on this boat. Now, many of you have heard this story, made me tell this story a million times, but I'm gonna tell it from a little bit different perspective today. This day was a day like basically any other day in my life. You wake up in the morning, you know what you're gonna do that day, and you have no idea that that day is gonna bring something about that is completely life-changing. Now, I think the way that we use that phrase very often in today's climate, this will change your life, that'll change your life, everything will change your life. This is something that seriously does change your life. This is about something that seriously changed the direction of my life, and it's about things that will seriously change the direction in your life, not something like a book, or, you know, not that a book can't, but I'm talking about something that really brings you a fork in the road, something that brings you a branch, an opportunity, and a challenge that makes you stop, pause, and ask yourself the question, what am I doing? Where am I going? And really making a significant change. That day in September of 1989 was one of the first significant challenges that I had that made me wake up to what I was doing, what I was not doing, and got me to think differently. So I go down to, it was about a two-hour drive from my house, get in this boat, and we go up river on the Illinois River. We get to this place where it looks like it's a good place to ski. The river's wide. The water was very smooth. It was like glass. Even though it was a very heavy current, you couldn't tell by looking at it because the river was so wide. There weren't any other boats out there. What I did not know about that day was that it had rained the week before, like the entire week. The river was high. It was almost at flood stage. But again, it was still smooth. I was not, by my own admission, paying attention really to where we were. Now, we were upriver of a dam, about a mile upriver. That's about how far we are, and then the importance of that will come later in the story. So we get out in this boat, and my uncle says, are you going to ski? I said, yeah. So I jump in the water, put the skis on, and it did not take too long before I got separated from the boat. So I went down or whatever, and the rope was not in my hands. So I was not tethered or connected to the boat in any way. And I started moving further and further away from this boat. Before I knew it, but so here's the thing. I'm moving further away from the boat, but the boat's also moving. My visual point of reference at this time is the boat. I'm not really paying attention to what's going on shore. So I'm not getting a sense of how fast we're actually moving in the water. They're kind of talking and watching me, so they're not getting a visual sense either. In a brief moment, something just caused me to look over my left shoulder. And as I did, I saw this giant dam in the distance and a sign that said, "Danger, stay clear, 600 feet, dam." And I turned back around and I said, we better get away from this. Now, at this point, I'm not alarmed. They're not alarmed. Nobody's really understanding that we are in a very dangerous situation and it is getting more dire by the second. They throw me a rope. I grab the rope. They gun the engine. As they gun this engine, they pull the rope right out of my hands. I can't even hang on to the rope because I think he was in a slight state of panic. They gunned it, pulled it right out of my hands. Now I'm completely, totally separated from the boat and I'm on my own. And I'm headed right for this dam, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, I don't want to hit my head on it. I'm not thinking I'm going to get sucked through. I'm not thinking that I'm really going to be injured. I just don't want to hit my head on the dam. So I'm putting my feet out in front of me, and before I knew it like that, bang, the water, I got sucked right under. I got sucked in. And at that specific moment, the first thing that went through my mind was, shit! And then it was just peaceful. It was quiet. It was peaceful, it was dark, and I literally thought in that moment, I'm going to die, that this is it. And there was no panic, there was no struggle. I totally just released to the situation. That's probably what happens when a person dies. At some point, they just let go, and it's over. And that's the point where I was. I just let go because I thought it was over. At the point of starting to black out, I felt myself rising, and I popped up out of the water like a cork because I had a life vest on, and I managed to get a huge lung full of air. I had come through the other side of the dam. Now, at this point, I had no idea how injured I actually was. I never felt anything going through it. I did not feel breaking my lower back. I did not feel peeling the skin off my hands as I apparently slid down the concrete wall coming out the other side. I did not feel whatever it was that gave me puncture wounds all over my body, probably branches or something that were stuck down underneath the dam. And when I popped up out of the water, I got just enough air to go down again. I got tumbled around a little bit more and shot back up again. This time I stayed up. But now the river had narrowed and I was in a heavier current that was very rough. And as I was in this current, I began to try to swim to shore. That's your first instinct. I need to get to shore. I'm in this current and I need to get to shore. And I'm trying to swim, trying to swim. As I pulled my hands out of the water, my hands were bleeding. I could see the skin hanging off. I still was not feeling a great deal of pain yet at this point, and I'm just trying to swim like crazy to shore, but there was no swimming to shore because the current just kept me right in the middle of the river. So I went down the river a little bit, and as there was a bend where it went around an island, and as I went around this island, there was this long branch that was hanging over the side of the island that came out so far that I was actually able to grab it. And I grabbed this branch, and immediately it spun me around, and I was pretty much horizontal in the water. So I was maybe 50 feet from shore, but I couldn't get to shore because if I had let go of that branch, immediately it would have pulled me right back into that strong current again and pulled me away from the island, not closer to it. There would have been no way. By the time I would have been able to swim, I'd have already been past the island. I would have never made it back to the island. So I pulled myself up onto this branch, and as I did that, I'm trying to think my way through the situation because I felt like I was going to go into shock. I started to feel some pain in my body. I started to panic a little bit. And I was thinking to myself, I don't want to die today. I need to think my way through this situation. And when I was in the Army, they taught, the drill sergeants used to teach everybody that if you're ever injured in battle, no matter how bad you're injured, if you can think your way through the situation and not panic, your survival rate goes way up. When people panic, then they're not able to do things for themselves to be able to stop, you know, maybe the progression of their injury or bleeding out or whatever it might be, or even get themselves to some kind of help or safety. So I'm thinking, okay, I need to think my way through this. And the second that I started to think that, my son's face flashed across the screen of my mind, and it gave me like an intestinal fortitude to fight stronger, to hang on harder, to think more clearly. And the first step was that I started to unbuckle my life vest and push the branch inside of the buckle. So I was actually buckling myself to the branch because I didn't know how much longer I could hang on. My hands were starting to now severely hurt. They were bleeding pretty intensely. And I didn't know how long I was going to be hanging there before I could figure out either how to get to shore or before somebody would find me. And I thought to myself, these funny things, when you're in a situation like this, the things that you think about. And this branch offered me an opportunity that to reflect on my life in a way that I don't think that I ever would have had the situation not occurred the way that it did. So I'm hanging from this branch, and the first thing I'm starting to think about is making a deal with God. And the deal was, if you let me live today, I will figure out why I'm not doing the things that I should be doing. And when I figure that out, I'll spend the rest of my life teaching other people. Now, where did that come from? I don't know. To this day, I can't really answer that because it was not something that I was conscious of before I had this accident. Where I was in my life was I was stuck. I had made poor decisions. I didn't know how to change the results that I had created for myself. I had done a lot of things from an irresponsible perspective. I did a lot of things out of ignorance, and I really didn't know how to change those things because I had a ton of responsibility. I had to work at a job that didn't pay very much at all in order to meet those responsibilities, which left me with not a lot of time and no money to be able to go back to school to get an education to change this. This is all, you know, before the internet. There was nothing, you know, like nobody even had a computer really at that point. So it seemed like the situation that I created for myself was impossible to change. And that's what I was thinking in my mind. But as I'm hanging on this branch, there was a different thought that came to the forefront of my mind, which was basically that I wasn't applying myself enough. That's what we would probably call it today, that I wasn't applying myself. It doesn't matter what it was to. I think it was probably just life itself. So there's a man that shows up on this island, and he has a radio in his hand, and he says, I found him. He's alive, and he's telling the Ottawa River Rescue, which was the next town, I guess it would be west, south or west of where I was, which, by the way, was another mile and a half down the river, and there was another dam at that town also. And he said, he told them where I was, and they came up in the boats and they got me. They took me to shore. They put me in an ambulance, took me to the hospital. And I'm laying there in the emergency room, and doctors are looking at me. The state police show up. The people that operate the dam show up. And they say to me, David, what were you doing skiing so close to a dam? And I said, I had no idea I was that close to the dam. I just got stuck in the current, and before I knew it, there was this dam. I didn't know we were anywhere near a dam. So they were asking me these questions like, "What? How did you survive? Because nobody survives going through this." And then they told me only one other person had survived going through it, and they became a paraplegic or a quadriplegic or something. But basically, I'm alive. I'm hurt, but I'm not hurt with anything that is going to be life-threatening or debilitating. How did I survive? And I said, I don't know. I just did what came to me at the time. And what came to me, what I became aware of, was that branch. As I started to go through my life, I healed, I went back to work. This is something that's playing over and over in my mind. All the drama around the situation eventually dies down, right? And I'm thinking to myself, you know, we are all in this massive current of life. Pretty much from the moment that we're born, we're in this current. And as we're in this current, it is taking us down the current or the river of life for each one of us. Here's the thing about this that's pretty interesting. At the end of that river, for each and every one of us, ultimately is death. And I'm not saying that in a morbid way. I'm just saying it in a realistic way, that we understand that that is the journey. We're going to take this journey. It's going to be different for each person. But that's the ultimate end, no matter what. So it's like at some point, we're all going to meet with our own dam in our life, and that'll be the end of it. But the branches that hang off of the trees that stick out into the river give us opportunities to have different experiences in life. But if we don't reach out and grab the branch, then we have no choice but to let the river dictate the experience. And I remember when I was in that situation, the river was dictating the experience, and I was in a panic because the river was dictating the experience. I couldn't get to shore because the river was dictating the experience. And so many people that I see, they go through life letting their river of life dictate the experience that they're having. It's kind of like they're just going through life without ever really understanding that they have the opportunity to make different decisions with different opportunities as they go through their life. Because life is constantly providing a branch for us to grab onto that will help us have a different experience, that will teach us something different, that will heighten our awareness, that will change our perspective on things, that will give us time to contemplate where it is that we're going. So that branch gave me the opportunity to pause in the middle of a tragedy and think something different than I had ever been thinking before. I find it fascinating that in this moment where I could have died, I started thinking about the totality of my life as it was up to that point. And I was 23 years old, or 24 at the time. Instead of the only thought being, how can I get to shore, ideas were running through my mind about what did my life mean? What hadn't I done? What do I want my life to be about? And it was creating a vision that something could be different. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that, like, something magical happened and my whole purpose was put in front of me, or I could see instantly everything clearly. Nothing like that happened. All that happened was that the branch gave me an opportunity to think something different, but radically different than I had ever thought before. But the branch didn't pull me in. It just reached out. I had to see it as an opportunity and reach back and grab it. And that's what each person has to do in their life. They have to be able to see the branch that is going to allow them to think something different, that is going to allow them to make a different decision, that is going to allow them to have a heightened awareness about what it is that they're doing. So what do those branches look like for us? They can be good things, they could be bad things, or they could be anything in the middle. It could be an opportunity to start a business. It could be an opportunity to start a relationship. It can be an opportunity to move to a different location. It can be an opportunity for you to change the way that you're living your daily life. Maybe it's getting healthy. Maybe it's getting wealthy. Maybe it is learning how to be the best version of you in a relationship that you can be. Maybe it's learning how to be the best version of you in a business that you're in. Maybe it's learning a new skill set. Maybe it's looking at your vision and making it bigger. Maybe it's asking for more. Maybe it's allowing yourself to be able to receive more. Maybe it's that you start to value life just a little bit more than you do, so that we're not taking it for granted. I think a lot of people put everything that's important on the side, and they just kind of coast through without making different decisions, without realizing that it can be better, but they're in charge of making it better. See, when we're stuck in the river of life and we don't grab the opportunity branches that come to us as we're going through that river, what ends up happening is that someone else, something else, all the different pieces of that river that you're going through, make the decision for you of what your experience is going to be. Sometimes that's even the subconscious programming of your past, things from your parents and grandparents and great-grandparents that are embedded into your psyche that are controlling your life that you're not even aware of. They're controlling your experience. They're controlling your destiny. But each one of us, I believe, can develop a greater vision if we would stop for a moment and allow the natural urgency of life to just peek its head in so that we could become aware of it. What is the natural urgency of life? Well, the natural urgency of life is basically the idea that we think we have time, and we don't. Well, we have a little bit of time, but it's actually moving very quickly. Every single one of us is going to have a day where to make a different decision is not possible anymore, because we're at the point of our life where it's too late. It's too late to change. It's too late to stop. It's too late to say yes. It's too late to say no. That day is going to be there for each and every person. It has come for each and every person that has come before us, and it will come for each and every person that comes after us. But if we think to ourselves, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it next week, I'll start it next year, I'll wait till I have the money, I'll wait till I have more time, we're just lying to ourselves. I had a client said, David, what is it that allows you to have the success that you have? What is so different? And I said, the only thing that's different was that I made a different choice. That's it. I'm not any better. I'm not any smarter. I'm not any wiser. I made a different choice. that day, going through that dam, reaching out for that branch, I saw the urgency of life. And I said, I'm going to make a different choice. And that came over a period of time. But here's the interesting thing. Once I began to see that life gives us these branches, these opportunities to say yes to something different, and you start actually saying yes to those branches, more and more and more show up. You see, hadn't I said yes to that branch, I couldn't have said yes to getting in the boat, because I would have gotten sucked through the dam in Ottawa, Illinois, and I probably would have died going through that one. Or I would have drowned. Or I would have been so severely injured in boulders somewhere that I would have been permanently disabled or killed. But I said yes to the branch, and that allowed me to say yes to the boat, which allowed me to say yes to the ambulance, which allowed me to say yes to the emergency room, which allowed me to heal and get better and say yes to a whole slew of things in my life. I knew that the current wasn't working, so I said no to that and yes to the branch. So what is it that's so important about this for every one of us? Every day, there's a branch, spirit, the universe, God, call it whatever you want, is dangling a branch in front of you to give you an opportunity to do something different, to make your life better in some way. When you say yes to that branch, everything changes. Everything changes for the better. And the more branches that will be put in front of you. When you say no, you're stuck in the current of life. And that current will take you wherever it is designed to go. But what ends up happening is we become a victim to that current. Because that current is always stronger than who we are in it. One person can't fight a raging river. And most people go through their life trying to just fight their way through life. There is another way, though. And that way is to say yes. Say yes to the things that are in front of you today. All you have to do is go through life saying yes to the things that are pointing the direction for the purpose of your existence. And God will unfold the rest. This is David Nagel. You have a great day, and we'll see you on the next episode of the Successful Mind Podcast. Thanks so much for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to any resources mentioned in today's episode. And while you're there, leave us a review. I read every one. You can connect with me on Instagram and Facebook as well, and those links can be found in the show notes. And check out my free gift for being an avid listener at davidnagel.com/startHere. See you next week.